Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
There's nothing in the world quite like a story of redemption. And if it has a surprise ending, well, so much the better. Meet Larry. When he was 13, tragically, he was abused by a minister in the church his family attended. The devastation left him believing he was a religious outcast, and he wrote off any chance of having a meaningful relationship with the church or with God. In time, he threw himself into the party scene and the sport of dance. And Larry was good. He would win 2 world champion titles. In the world of ballroom dance, he became an A-list celebrity. One February, Larry joined some friends for their annual journey to Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Hoping to quench the thirst in his soul, he moved from party to party and drug to drug, not remembering much of his first few days there. Toward the end of Mardi Gras, Larry and some friends were cruising Bourbon Street. They noticed a group of Christians walking towards them, singing hymns and following some guy who was carrying a cross. Larry was disgusted. To him, they signaled hypocrisy and hurt. They represented those responsible for his abuse and ridicule. He hurled every insult he could think of at them, then confronted them head on. But their response took him off guard. This group of Christians seemed to care about him. They were kind, empathetic. After 3 hours with them, Larry knelt amid the wild celebration of Bourbon Street and asked Jesus to forgive his sins and come into his life. Soon, he began attending church again. A month later, he was baptized. But Larry's lifestyle had taken its toll. This was the 1980s, and the dread disease AIDS arrived. Soon, Larry was diagnosed with lymphoma. He had no anger, just gratitude to the church family who loved, prayed for, and nursed him. In time, he passed into a coma, and the end was near. And then one day, Larry woke up, got up, and went home. Mysteriously, his lymphoma went into remission. Doctors scratched their heads. His church family celebrated. Over the final year of Larry's life, he traveled the world telling his friends what God had done for him. While receiving 2 Lifetime Achievement Awards from the dance community, Larry told the story of how he found holy ground on Bourbon Street, how Jesus changed his life. Before the AIDS virus finally took him, Larry was active in his church, where he led a Bible study for guys trying to break free from addiction. He had practiced what he preached every day since he met Jesus. On the anniversary of Larry's coming to faith, Larry traveled to celebrate with the group of Christians who had introduced him to Jesus. In the midst of their laughter and tears, one of them asked Larry how he had known that they were Christians. "The minute I saw the man with the cross in front of your group," he said, "I knew who and what you were." They seemed confused. "Larry," one said, "what are you talking about? No one in our group was carrying a cross." "You must have forgotten," he said. "Maybe it was someone who wasn't in your group." "No," they insisted. "Come on, you're starting to freak me out," Larry said. "I walked right by him to get to you. I wasn't hallucinating. I saw a man carrying a cross." Well, we don't know what Larry saw that night, but this we believe: Jesus carried a cross for each one of us, regardless of where we've been or what we've done. He died and defeated death. He alone can free us from bondage, heal our hurts, transform our lives, and offer us eternal peace, true freedom, and eternal joy. I don't know where you find yourself today, but please know that your present circumstances are part of the redemption story God is writing. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. I think we're all qualified.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.